Hare Krishna. So we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 11, Chapter 11, Text Number 1. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Baddho Mukta Iti Vyakhya Gunato Mena Vastutaha Gunasya Maya Mulatvan Name Moksho Na Bandhanam Baddho Mukta Iti Vyakhya Gunato Mena Vastutaha Gunasya Maya Mulatvan Name Moksho Na Bandhanam Baddho Mukta Iti Vyakhya Gunato Mena Vastutaha Gunasya Maya Mulatvan Name Moksho Na Bandhanam Gunasya Maya Mulatvan Mataji word-to-word translation, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Baddhaha, in bondage, Muktaha, liberated, Iti, thus, Vyakhya, the explanation of the living entity, Gunataha, due to the modes of material nature, Me, which are my potency. Na, not. Vastutaha, in reality. Gunasya, of the modes of material nature. Maya, my illusory energy. Mulatvat, because of being the cause. Na, not. Me, of me. Mokshaha, liberation. Na, nor. Bandhanam, bondage. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Uddhava, due to the influence of material modes of nature, which are under my control, the living entity is sometimes designated as conditioned and sometimes as liberated. In fact, however, the soul is never really bound up or liberated. And since I am the Supreme Lord of Maya, which is the cause of modes of nature, I also am never to be considered liberated or in bondage. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented on this verse as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is endowed with great spiritual potencies. Because of mundane concoction, the conditioned soul imagines that the Absolute Truth is devoid of variegated spiritual potencies by which he may enjoy a blissful life. Although the living entity is the spiritual potency of the Lord, he is presently situated in the inferior illusory potency. And by engaging in mental speculation, he becomes bound in conditioned life. Liberation means that the living entity should transfer himself to the spiritual potency of the Lord, which can be divided into three categories. Ladini, the potency of bliss; Sandini, the potency of eternal existence; and Samvit, the potency of omniscience. Since the personality of God is eternally endowed with a pure existence of bliss and knowledge, he is never conditioned or liberated. The living entity, however, being entangled in the Lord's material potency, is sometimes conditioned and sometimes liberated. The neutral, original state of the three modes of material nature is called Maya. When the three modes of nature interact, one of them will become powerful, subordinating the other two modes, until another mode becomes prominent. In this way, the three can be distinguished in their variety of manifestation. Although the threefold material potency expands from the personality of Godhead, the Lord Himself in His personal form is the actual abode of the three spiritual potencies, namely eternality, bliss and knowledge. If one desires to become free from the entanglement of the conditioned life within the material sky called kingdom of Maya, one must come to the spiritual sky, wherein the living entities are filled with bliss, possess eternal spiritual bodies and engage in loving devotional service of the Lord. By developing one's eternal spiritual form in the loving service of the Lord, one immediately transcends the duality of conditioned life and impersonal liberation and can directly experience the spiritual potencies of the Lord. At that time, there is no possibility of false identification with the material world. Realizing oneself to be eternal spirit soul, the living entity can understand that he is never truly connected to matter, because he is the part of the superior energy of the Lord. Therefore, both material bondage and liberation are ultimately meaningless within the reality of spiritual sky. The living entity is the marginal potency of the Lord and should exercise his free will to engage in the pure devotional service of the Lord. By reviving one's eternal spiritual body, one can understand oneself to be the minute particle of spiritual potency of the Lord. In other words, the living entity is a minute particle of eternity, bliss and omniscience. And thus, in full Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of his being carried away by the illusion of the three modes of material nature. In conclusion, it may be stated that the individual living entity is never actually entangled in matter and is thus not liberated, although his illusory state may be accurately described as entangled and liberated. On the other hand, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally situated in his own spiritual potencies and can never be described as being bound up, and thus there is no meaning to the concept of Lord freeing himself from such non-existent condition. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. Today's purport is saying that there is a basic difference between living entities and the Lord. Lord is never bound up and living entities are tatastha, they are sometimes bound, sometimes conditioned and sometimes liberated. Whenever we want to do some work, we have to exert some energy. It doesn't happen automatically. But when it comes to Lord, when He wants to do some leela, some pastimes, there are unlimited energies of His are ready to perform services. There is one verse there, Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natasyamasya adhikasya drishyate. Parasya shaktir vividheya shruyate, swabhaviki jnana balak kriyacha. There are unlimited material, spiritual potencies of the Lord. They know the Lord's heart, what is to be done now. Amongst all those, there are three principal potencies which are mentioned here. They are always prominently. There is a one bhajan, you know, that Kalindira kule keli kadam beravana, ratana bedira upar bosaba duijana, radha krishna pranamura. So if this is the leela, if Krishna wants to perform, then there are various ingredients, the various sadhans, various the things are needed to for this leela to happen. Just like a jeweled throne and so many things. This bhajana mentions that chamara, then tambula, so many things. So all these ingredients are been supplied, this facility is provided by one potency is called as Sandhini. It is mentioned. Sandhini has been taken care of by Balaramji, who provides all the facility. Right from the beginning, when Lord wants to rest, then He rests on Ananta Shesha, the expansion of Balaramji. So all facilities for the leelas of the Lord is provided by the Sandhini potency. Sandhini means sadhana, you know, the ingredients. But if all the ingredients are there, it doesn't solve the problem. We need to know how to use these ingredients exactly for the pleasure of the Lord. The knowledge is required how to put the, set up the throne, how to make a tambul, if the tambul is there and ingredients are there, how to mix them properly. Chamara, how to do chamara. Like once Prabhupada was giving, amongst the GBC he was speaking, and one devotee was doing chamara, very, very powerfully. I mean, he must have seen how the Vishnu Dutas do. So he was doing it, but so many, few flies were flying near Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, this is what the ritualistic chamara, it doesn't solve the purpose because the flies are still roaming around my face. So exactly what is the purpose of that ingredient, that sadhana, should be known. So that is the knowledge potency. That is the samvit. Samvit, the knowledge. So the ingredients are there, all the ingredients, and we have a perfect knowledge how to use these ingredients for the pleasure of the Lord. Then the leela happens perfectly. And then Krishna becomes pleased. And when Krishna becomes pleased, then whoever is rendering the service, he gets the bliss, which is given by Radharani, which is Ladini potency. So the experience of bliss is given only when all the ingredients have been used properly with knowledge for the pleasure of Krishna. Then we can experience bliss in rendering service. A material example, if you want to make kala jamun, so what is the ingredient we required? Milk, sugar and gas, so many things. Even if it is there, doesn't make the gulab jamun or kala jamun. We need to know the knowledge also. Perfect cook knows how to mix everything properly, how to put sugar and everything. Then the experience comes that it is a rich and sweet, tasty kala jamun, isn't it? So if you see that all the facilities are there for Krishna's service, we have knowledge also, but we use it for our service, for our sense enjoyment, what will happen? Suppose in this kala jamun, if she says, why everybody puts sugar only? I'll put salt. It is also available. So the experience will not be the pleasurable. So nobody will eat that kala jamun because it is a salty kala jamun. Similarly, all the facilities are there, the whole facilities is for his pleasure, for Krishna's pleasure. Our body, our senses are there for his service. But if we start using those facilities for our pleasure, then what will happen? We'll get another experience of Radharani's expansion, Durga Devi. So with her trident, we'll feel what? The experience of misery. That's what is happening. That's what we are here discussing. What is liberated situation? What is the conditioned stage? So all of us were in the spiritual world doing this, using this all knowledge and ingredients for the service of Lord. When we started using all the facilities, we had a desire that why not use it for my sense gratification? Then we have, being tatastha, we have come to the Bahiranga Shakti, taken shelter of her, and now we are struggling because every step when we are filled with these conceptions that this way or that way I can be happy. I can use these ingredients in this way or I will twist it like that. But it never happens because the whole misery will, whole experience will be the misery only. So according to this aspect of using everything for our sense gratification, within this material world there are two types of people only. One is the full people, a full person who has complete forgetfulness of Krishna, that non-devotee who is trying his level best. For him, liberation is a dream. He has no knowledge. He is just like yesterday they were describing that Vrachandra Prabhu, that Maya's lap, everybody is on Maya's lap and nobody has any idea that she is our protector or she is a witch, a cheater. So just like if we see that a small child is there and the child is on the mother's lap, and if he does the mischievous activities, the child gets beaten up by the mother and then he starts crying. But if he starts crying and start going away from mother, what will she do? She will immediately give him sweet, more sweet. And when he gets sweet, immediately he forgets that what type of misery that person has given. Similarly, Maya does the same thing. She is giving us all types of miseries, but when we get frustrated, this is a very bad world actually. Let me take Athato Brahma Jigyasa. So when we go like that, Maya immediately says, don't need to go anywhere. These are the allurements, you know. Still there is a facility, you can enjoy yourself. So with that attitude, this particular person, living entity, is going on. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa. Jaganya guna vrittishta adha gacchati tamasa. So all this, even pious activity we are doing, we are sinful activity, or we are quite moral, balanced people, still we are under the grip of Maya. And the experience will not change, will remain as a misery, in different flavors. Now amongst these non-devotees, few get the mercy of devotees. They come under shelter of Guru and scriptures, they take shelter of. Then they understand that yes, there is a process where we can actually shift ourselves from material potency to the spiritual potency. That's what disciples of Prabhupada, get our own existence. Human should try to shift our consciousness to the spiritual potencies. This Sandini, Samvidhi, and Ladini. So we come to understand that if we want to become blissful, then we have to do only two things. First is to chant Hare Krishna, means revive our consciousness, our memory of who we are. So chant Hare Krishna means asking Krishna again, please engage me, establish me, re-establish me in your service. And second, in this process what we do is, these non-devotees have general tendencies, their whole life is full with envy. You can ask anybody outside world who has no knowledge of God, his only life is to show his superiority as compared to his friends, relatives or neighbors. No other goal at all. And we were the same, you know, in class we want to become topper or whatever, earn money more. So superiority. So now we have come to this spiritual realm, platform. Still we are not fully got clean up, isn't it? We still have that envy, which, you know, they have envy towards Krishna, that why he is enjoying, why not me? But right now we know that he is our Lord, but still our heart is not clean. So still we have that particular envy, which now we will direct towards whom? The closest one, the devotees. So that envy, we find ourselves repose them onto the close one, devotees. So second most important thing which is related to chanting is, chanting will get affected if we offend devotees. So Mahaprabhu says, don't offend devotees, don't offend Vaishnavas, and chant Hare Krishna incessantly. If you do that, then you will automatically shift to the spiritual potency. Now if we keep offending devotees, we won't chant properly. If you won't chant properly, we are offending even holy name, and then we'll start offending even Vaishnava. Then this cycle will go on. So this situation is prominent in all of us who are not yet cleaned and practicing the devotional service. Now what happens is, this habit will go if you don't act. It will not go automatically. You know, every single act a person does, he gets absorb, you know, once a construction workers, you know, the couple, the husband and wife, they were transferring some bricks from one place to another in between there was a ditch. So they were throwing very carefully, one was catching, the wife was throwing, husband was catching, and he was throwing it at the one place. The whole day they were doing it, and mother had a child, and you know, After a long time, the child started crying. And the mother said, you take care of him now, you know, it's your responsibility also. So he says, okay, give it. Very carefully, you know. And because it's a ditch, so she carefully threw him, and he caught him. He said, okay, I caught him. And again he threw him. So what happened? The whole day, the only activity what is he doing is catching and throwing. Catching and throwing. So what is happening is, now we may offend devotee who is neophyte or just newly, it will give us effect. But if you keep on doing that, we'll end up doing offending a great Vaishnava. And that will create a disaster. What type of disaster? Shukdev Goswami mentions to Parikshit Maharaj that how Kamsa was torturing Devaki and Vasudev. He says, Ayushriyam. Ayum is duration of life. Shriyam is beauty. Yasho dharma, lokan ashisha evacha. Yash means all the fame. Lokan ashisha. Lokan means the credit you have to go upper planet. All the benedictions. Shriyamsi, hanti shriyamsi sarvani. All the credits which we had are destroyed when pumso mahat atikramaha. When we do mahat atikrama. Mahat means we offend a great devotee. So if we keep on offending small things, we'll doubt Guru, why is he doing this? And this is what Mahat Atikramaha. But it is like, it's just like, if you have a traffic law, if somebody breaks the law, breaks the signal and the police caught him, he says, oh, arek aaj hi maine bike kharida hai. forgive me. You know, today only I came on the road. Will you be forgiven? No. And similarly, if somebody is caught and he said, oh, bachi stalar se gari chalaro me, aaj toda to kyun, why you are catching me? Still the law is same. Whether you are a new or a fight or a 25-year practitioner. That similar way, the laws of Krishna, laws of this world, are same for everyone. So this tendency, if we don't take care, then we will, everybody is on this, razor's blade. That if we do Mahadatikrama, we will have to pay the price. So how will you find that who is Mahad? It's very difficult, you know. Because actually there is no barometer to find out how much he is cleaned, you know, how much he has reached to the spiritual. Everybody is going to the spiritual world. How much he has reached till now, we don't know. Because we have so many anarthas, but at what time, which year this anartha will project, we don't know. So somebody is very advanced, may be showing some symptoms of anartha, or somebody may not. But there is no external instrument to find out how much one is advanced. So it is very dangerous to do offense to anybody. Right? In scripture there is one story that Dhruva Maharaj, before he went to forest, he was not a pure devotee, he mentioned. He was a sakam karne, he wanted something from the Lord, you know. But later he became pure devotee. The offense Suruchu did to him, even he forgave her. He said, oh, no, not doesn't matter. But Krishna took it very seriously. So C.C. said that bhakta svabhava agya dosha kshama kare. The characteristics of a devotee is he forgives, he excuses all the offenses done to him. But Krishna svabhava bhakta ninda sahite na pare. Krishna's Kaviraj says that Krishna is very, very alert. He never tolerates this kind of offenses towards his devotee. So that's why we see Suruji, even though she also got cleaned, but she died prematurely. And before her death, she has to see her son die before, you know, in front of her. So that is a very biggest tragedy. We see there are various examples in scriptures. You know, even Srila Haridas Thakur forgave this Gopal Chapal. He didn't take his offense very seriously, but Krishna did. So what this prompts us, that we have to be very careful that who is sitting us next to us, we don't know. So we may say that he has joined right now, we don't know, but how quickly he will take up, you know. You take any service, suppose any service, if it is given to everybody, not everyone will complete it at, you know, first. Somebody will not be able to complete the service at all. Just take a flower garland. If we are given, all of us, some flowers and you make a garland, somebody will not even know how to needle, you know, have to put the thread to the needle. And he will stop there itself. But somebody is very alert, he will observe how to do that. And quickly, with determination, he will make the first class garland. He might be the first person who has come, just now. So the whole thing is, the mess around us is, we have to be very, very alert. That if we have made our life as to go to the spiritual potency, then this is the crucial point where we have to be very expert in finding out, am I displeasing Vaishnavas? Otherwise, even Krishna will not stop. Because, see, point what I am making is, whoever we are, however big we are, at death, what happens? We come to our knees. You see, everybody, they will ask forgiveness. You know? Please forgive me. I don't want to carry any burden with me. You know, all sorts of offenses I must have done. Please forgive me. But is it very easy to forgive? No. You know, all of us have experience. Whoever has chastised us, the person comes to us, first thing comes to our mind, what is that? He has chastised me. Whether we might be at fault, but the harsh words, or maybe some chastisement we never forget. This is our main, the world is made in such a way, all the living entities want praise. They don't want any chastisement. So how will he forgive us? Krishna says there is practically no one on this planet, virtually no one who can resettle his mind after hearing the insulting word. He said to Uddhava in further chapter that Bharasvatya sa nasti atra. That practically there is no one. Sadhu eva durjane rite. No sadhu exists on this planet who can say I am equipoised, because it actually hurts. When? Duraktar bhinnam atmanam. Duraktar means the harsh word. Will agitate his mind. Why he is doing that? Even Lord Varaha, third canto, when he hears the blasphemy by Hiranyaksha, for some time he feels very pained. He says, he was my servant just before. How is he talking like this? The spiritual potency, Antaranga Shakti, creates such emotional turmoil, there is a mellow. But actually this is the fact that nobody wants to be chastised. Why this happens? So Krishna further says that na tatha vidyate vidha puman banes tu marmage. That if somebody pierces an arrow in our chest and if it goes to the very deep in our heart, the pain caused by that arrow will not be as miserable, as painful as compared to the harsh and insulting words which will reach to our heart. Yatha tundanti maramastha hi asatam parusheshavaha. He said asatam means those who are non-devotees, who are not pure, if they speak the harsh and insulting words. Parusha ishava, that ishava means arrow, and parush means the harsh word. It's very difficult for one. So what will happen? In the end we will be the loser. If you have a big account of so many people, we have to kneel there. We have to get forgiveness from all of them. What will happen? We will be at loss. So, and now the situation is such that this whole Kali Yuga is filled with what? Harsh speech. Hypocrisy and harsh speech. Bhagavad Gita says that harsh speech is the wealth of a demon. Dambho darpo avimanascha krodha parusha mevacha partha sampadam asurim ajnanam abhijatas. So, it's a demon's quality who speaks naturally harsh speech. And the second is hypocrisy. Everybody do not want to get a blame. Easily, want to throw ball to another's court. This is overall world. The nature. You see, everybody is going on. So now, one Sudama Prabhu, a long time he was giving an example that, all the spiritualist practitioners have done miraculous job by giving up all the allurements of the Maya. She has given so many, you can build a big bungalow for you, a lot of cash, so many of enjoyments are there, but you have given it up and now you have come to spiritual platform. It's like you have crossed the ocean. He gave the example of Titanic. The Titanic, on its first voyage, it sank. Many people died, but few survived. And among those who survived, one person, after a long time, in his old age, he was in a hotel and he was taking a soup. And he somehow sneezed so strongly that his neck got stuck. And he was stuck in a bowl and he drowned in a bowl. He couldn't breathe. And he died. So he was giving example. So you have crossed the ocean of all allurements, and now what you are doing? For sake of, why one offends someone? Because of envy. Envy means, why he has that which I don't have? Or why is he getting so much praise? Why am I not? This prompts us to offend someone. Harsh speech. Tang khichna. So many, some way disturb him so that he won't get praise. This is what is the background. So you have given up everything And we say that you have crossed the ocean, but chullumar pani mein mar gaya. You know? So somebody is a swimmer who has crossed the ocean. It's a big thing. Everybody dies in ocean. But he comes home and then chullumar pani means this fame, pratishtha stool. Bhagavatam says that how it is, for the fame and name and everything, even in spiritual life you want, is like a chullumar pani mein marna. Dies. So it's a nice example he gave. So he made that there is no change whatsoever if we don't change the consciousness. Prabhupada gives one story that one lady, old lady, was carrying a very big load on her shoulder. And nobody was there. She was so frustrated. I said, "Arey, I am so tired. Nobody is taking care of me. Lord, you are there. Please help me. You are Bhakta Vasal." So Krishna immediately appears and he says, "Okay, what is your task? Tell me what should be done." "Should I, you have appeared. My shoulder is aching. Just transfer this load on my left shoulder." So what are we doing? If we have not changed the consciousness, what is the thing? Same thing we wanted to do, achieve outside, we are just doing the same thing here in the spiritual plane. So our journey will not proceed further. There will be no change. One point comes in purport that actually even though we get everything what others have, still we won't be able to enjoy that. Because we are all are unique. Once there were two friends. One was very rich and one was poor. But somehow they were very good friends. And this very rich person would get all the, you know, latest gadgets first hand, and all the girls would get attracted to him, you know. So he was a rich man. And this poor guy would envy him. Nobody gets attracted to me. Everybody likes him. And one day they go to the mall. And he had a big, very latest mobile. So the rich boy says, I want to go to washroom. You just handle this. I'll just come. And the poor guy gets, okay, now you have a phone. Let me flash. Let me attract the girls. And then he starts speaking. "Ah, acha, oh, kya? Are BMW? Are main manager ko de diya, you know? Are, I want something new. So I bought Rolls Royce. Acha, now I am going to world tour, you know? And I want one companion. Very beautiful." So immediately girls start coming towards him. Hearing, are, new boy, very rich and wants to do world tour and wants a companion. And as they come closer, the phone rings. So all girls say, "No, this is flop." Actually he was talking to, he was just making a show. So the whole thing, what is the crux is, we are unique person who cannot enjoy everything. We cannot do, somebody is a singer who won't be able to dance. Somebody is a dancer who can't cook. So we should not envy for anything, because whatever when we envy about something which others have, we forget, we neglect what we have. Everybody, we all have given something unique to serve Krishna. So if we don't focus on ourselves, what I can do best for Krishna, we'll keep on envying everybody. And we'll never be able to serve Krishna at all. And in the process, we'll again go to the material energy. More into material. So all the effort will go waste. So that's why if we sooner understand that actually, and second thing, what we see that, this person has joined, I know we joined together, now he has gone so ahead of me. He's a very popular person. What about me? But we understand, even everybody knows that not all of us are going to stay for long time together, isn't it? Everybody will go for preaching everywhere. Now if you see, 10 years back, those who were with us, are they with us? All of them? No. Some stay with us for some time, some for long time, some may stay with us for, long time, for the end of our life. So there is no point in envying others, because if we envy, we don't get anything. But if we take advantage of everybody, Because why? Because everybody is serving Krishna. And Lord Shiva gives this secret that what type of advantage we can take of the association of devotees. He says to Parvati that Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So he says Tadiyanam, this is word is everybody who is related to Krishna. So Veda said that all the demigods should be worshipped, but more than that, important is Vishnu's worship. But even more Shrestha, more Parama, more good than worshipping Vishnu is Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So Archanam means worship. So here word is Samarchanam. Samarchanam means rigidly you should worship. Samarchanam Tadiyanam. And that will please Krishna more. So this is, we can't worship devotees in Vaikuntha or Golok. Can we? There is no way. There is only one object to be worshipable, to be worshipped, Krishna. So only opportunity we have to worship or serve devotees is this material world. And we are losing it by our preconception, you know, what we are taking from the material world. So if we just let it go and take advantage, then we'll move more faster towards our destination, spiritual potential. So this is the, what we have seen is Mahada. So chanting Hare Krishna and not offending. If we keep on offending, we may land up offending Mahad and our progress will stop. Now we'll see that everybody could be Mahat. I mean, because actually, now if you are from distances 100 kilometer, we have to go, and somebody is at 1 kilometer, somebody is 10, and somebody 99. But eventually, everybody will reach 100 kilometers, right? So, the moment, whatever we have done offense to that person, will some way or other come to our account. So, if we have to see everybody as Mahat. So somebody say, okay, what about us? If we change the angle and see, oh, am I Mahat? So everybody is Mahat, can I be Mahat? One day I was actually genuinely glorifying one devotee for his very, a few times people just glorify, just for too much. But I genuinely, some people are very gem, in devotional life. They are really inspired. So I was glorifying him that you inspire me so much and thank you very much for being with me and keep inspiring me like this lifetime. So he immediately said, he quoted one verse from this Kalyana Kalpataru. He says, Amita Vaishnava Ai Buddhi Hailiya. Whenever we say that I am a Vaishnava, Emani na haba ami, immediately what will happen? I will start expecting respect. And pratishtasa asi hridaya dushibe. And whenever this pratishtasa asi hridaya me, when it comes in our heart, the hankering for respect, haibe niraya gami. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, so whenever a Vaishnava thinks, I am a Vaishnava, and I need pratishta, he is heading towards Niraya. Niraya means hell. Niraya Gami. Because what he does, because of that pratishta, what he does next is Nije Shrestha Jani Uchishta Adi Dane. He said, I am a great devotee, okay, take my Uchishta. And this is the very biggest offense. And then like that, Habe Abhimana Bhara. He carries big burden of Abhimana Pratishta. And in such a way, he goes to hell. So we should never ever see ourselves best. Actually, whoever actually is in this consciousness that I am the serving Krishna, I want to go to Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami says that his attitude should be like this. Premera swabhava yaha premera sambandha sai mane Krishna more nahi prema ganda. He says, I don't have even a small portion of love for Krishna in my heart. I am not a Vaishnava at all. This is what his mindset should be. Then he is actually a person who is on the path. And further, Bhagavad Gita also speaks that, you know, the one shloka comes, Mam upetta punarjanma dukhalaya ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanam samsiddhim paramam gatihi. Paramam gatah. So he said, those who want to achieve this spiritual world, living dukhalaya ashashvatam, they never make any attempt to get anything from this material world. Because they know that this is dukha. Misery is, I mean, the experience is misery only. So they take only that much which is required, no more, no less. And they met only one goal, that is to go to Krishna. Because if we make any goal, for any attachments to material world, our progress will stop. So this is what the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says. And further one verse comes in 11th canto, where Krishna says to Uddhava that yavad nanartha dhipumso na nivarteta yukti bhi jagrati api swapan agya swapane jagaranam yatha. He says that yavad nanartha dhipumso na nivarteta yukti bhi. One who is on the path of spiritual journey should see everything related to me. He should fix his mind on me. Everything is me. But if he sees Yava Nana Artha Dhi Pumso, but because he has come here because something Dvitiya Abhinivesha, Krishna is not there, something else is there. With that, if he sees something important in this material world, some translation comes, different values and goals in this material world are more important than Krishna, then his condition is like Jagrati api swapanagya swapane jagranam asa. So he might be awake, but his activities are taken as in a dream only. So he gives an example, Krishna gives, that sometimes in dream we see that I am awakened from the dream. You are in a dream, but you see that, oh, dream has gone and now I have awakened. And I am doing so many things. I am signing checks. But actually all these are hoax. He is also in the dream only. So our progress, we may see, oh, I am doing so many things. I have just reached. But when he sees that door is a hell door, not the Vaikuntha door. So this, Sopane Jagranam Yatha. So we have to be very alert that what is needed. Krishna, what acharyas and scriptures are telling us. To be on the very guide. So we have seen today what the three principal potencies are there, which are actually meant for us. I mean, we should use our sandhini potency, some with knowledge, to please Radha Krishna so that we can experience bliss. But if we don't do that, then we fall prey to Maya's allurements and we get another experience as a misery only. And then we have seen that only impediment we have here in the spiritual practices is the envy, which will lead to offending devotees, which will lead to which will stop our progress of chanting Hare Krishna. Stop here, Hare Krishna. Achyutanand Prabhu has one question. I had never taken question before this time, but let us try. By your blessing, let's see how. What is the question?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You are describing that offense to the devotees is very powerfully reacting. And you give the example of Dhruva Maharaj and Gopal Chakravarti. Mahabharata describes that one who tolerates the abuse or insult offense to him and does not react to the offender, that burning within his heart, when he does not react to one who is offending him, that just the tolerance itself will burn the offender. So in this case, the examples that you gave, the Dhruva Maharaj, Gopal Chakravarti, they didn't react to the offender. So Krishna took that seriously. So is it that sometimes that reaction of Krishna was so severe that it burnt or killed the mother of Uttam and killed Uttam, though the offense to Dhruva was so small? So is it that sometimes, suppose one devotee who is being offended, he reacts somewhat to the offender, then Krishna will not react to the offender in a huge way? He will be forgiven? Because Krishna takes the offense so seriously, only if the person who is offended, he tolerates. But suppose he does not tolerate but settles the issue, then the offender, who also has chance to become devotee later, will be forgiven by Krishna.
That depends on how much he has pleased Krishna. Those who have got offended, how much he is close to Krishna depends on that. You know, if there are two things.
You mean to say that offense to an advanced devotee is greater than a neophyte devotee? But you give the example that offense to anyone is the same, taken same by Krishna.
Yeah, that's why and later I clarified, the one who is not yet Mahat will become Mahat because he is practicing 9 process of devotional service. And the offender, if he has not cleared up, he has not reached the real arm, then he has to pay. The point, see, the Prabhupada in his purports writes very clearly, unless and until we settle account, settle in the sense, we have got anugraha of, you know, why Prahlad Maharaj is liked by, or maybe Six Goswami is liked by Dhira Adhira Jana Priya. They have nobody has any problem with them. So even though they are here, they are mukta sangacha uchchat. I mean, they are, even in this material world, they are mukta. So the question what is made is, Krishna actually has nothing to do here, but when somebody wants to come to him, he takes interest in that. So we should see that these laws are on us. Now we can't say that we have taken devotional service, so I am beyond law. Not at any moment. Till the time, prak sharira vimokshana, till the time we don't give up the body, there is a chance that we may give up devotional service and go back again to the material platform. So till that time we can't say. So all the baggage of our anartha and the offenses will stay. And that is up to Krishna, how he finishes that. He may finish it in one lifetime or may do it in 100 lifetimes. So we can't see, the great philosopher are trying to understand how Krishna works. You can't understand. Rishi and great sages, Krishna says that they can't understand me. So, but through scripture we understand what has happened before. From that I can take the learning. It's okay. Shiksha. If I do like that, I will be benefit. We can't understand how Krishna will act in my case.
Hare
Krishna. Is it that those who
offended Dhruva or Gopal Chakravarti, Uttam and Gopal Chakravarti, they were not devotees, but other examples are there that when some devotees offended devotees, but they were not punished as heavily as non-devotees.
Point is, now we are seeing this life as a whole life. But our journey is like, I am walking from here to that gate, how many steps do I take? So many steps. So one step I take and then I lift my leg, that may be the one lifetime. Or maybe so many lifetimes. So if he has not been given punishment in this lifetime, Krishna is giving one example that a calf, it is given in the terms of karma, a cow gives birth to calf and the cows goes in mixes with thousands or lakhs of cows. The calf will find out his mother. So similarly, our offense, maybe that offense will turn out of karma only. That karma will find us wherever we go. wherever, whichever birth we'll take, that karma will come. He will find us. We don't have to worry. So you may say, now I have offended this person, but didn't get any offense. But later, somehow it will come. That is sure. That's for sure. Is it okay? Thank you very much for patiently hearing. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.